Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone. We have such a tiny studio audience, but they sound huge, don't they? Welcome, Blog Talkers. Yes, we love to have you join us. And also our Facebookers who are watching live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, which any of you are welcome to join them there. And I want to also welcome our esteemed Jimbo Baggins, who is kind of a jack of all trades here. He is hosting you in the Facebook live streaming page, and he's also helping out with, he's going to give you an angel reading. Speaking of readings, I want to remind everyone I'm only using ordinary playing cards. These are the only cards this method was designed for. Okay, and so bear in mind it's not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other spectacular methods that I know are out there. I just never studied any of them. I was really afraid that a different philosophy might blend into grandma's teachings, and I really wanted to keep them separated. So I have had tarot readings, love them, they're beautiful philosophy, but this method is different than that. Also, I'll be using a 24 card layout for each of your readings. I will redo the layout for each caller. I prefer it that way rather than just, you know, thumbing off three, four cards. Others prefer to do the mini way. I would rather do it with the whole layout so I can get a good, you know, a good take on what your life is like, what you're going through, et cetera, et cetera. And I wanted to share a little side story here real quick. Many, many years ago, I was in the Army, and I made sure to take a handy-dandy deck of playing cards with me. And I want you to know that every inspection, those who wanted a reading would polish my boots, fold my, you know, for inspection purposes, they would fold everything that
was this an actual boot camp or was this in the school?
The school.
Yeah, I was about to say we couldn't have cards in boot camp.
And
I got you.
They pressed my uniforms. I mean, I was inspection ready, and all I did was be on the bunk, laying out the cards for each of my little helpers. So I just thought you'd get a kick out of that. When we didn't have an inspection, I charged them each $5. Which went into my enlisted club beer fund. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo, and he shall take over.
All right. We got
no any internationals except
Laura.
Why
don't you wait until I talk about that?
All right.
First of all, I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. And as Deb was alluding to, if you're an international caller or a viewer on Facebook Live, let us know. We shall give you a shout-out because we have Laura in Canada.
Laura!
And we have Leanne in the Land of Ire.
Leanne!
I don't think she's new.
No, she's not.
But I don't think she's had a reading.
I thought she had.
And I could be wrong, but anyway.
Maybe she'll tell you.
Well, she asked for one, and I was typing that. I'm going to explain everything here shortly. All right. And I will start that explanation. This is primarily, but not all, primarily a call-in show. And that number to call in or Skype in is 515-602-9676. That's the number you call in. You're going to basically be told by an automated system that you're going to listen to the show while you wait. And indeed, when you hear the show and you do wait,
mm-hmm.
that has to happen now.
Just continue.
I don't know. When you're on hold,
yeah, that they will hear
you're
going to
hear the show. Everything's cool. We see you. You're on a list. Totally derailed. When we take you live, because obviously you're on hold, you're going to do a lot of stuff on your hold. You have to. When you're on hold, you go nuts if you don't do stuff. When we take you live, please do the following things if you legally and safely can. And those are very important little phrase, legally and safely. We don't
yes.
want anybody to break laws and or jeopardize their lives or other lives driving on the road. So please kill your speakerphone or Bluetooth device if you're using one on your cell. Kill all your background noises. Stop the multitasking because you're probably doing a lot of stuff. You know, being on hold sucks. It's probably better listening to the show than it is listening to that Muzak stuff or I don't know what it, well, I don't even know what happens when you call the government. I don't think you hear anything. I think you hear me so often they come back and say, oh, blah, 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 blah. That's about it. No music even. But anyway, yeah, get rid of all that stuff. Just chill out, relax. The perfect scenario, you're in your home and you go to a place you know that is super quiet, super comfortable, so you can chill and super great cell phone reception. And the reason we ask for these things, it's not because we're jackwads, but we are. But no, the reason we ask for these things is because your call goes not only through cell phone land, it goes to Blog Talk Radio City, and then it goes to our computer, it comes out our computer speakers, and there is a degradation of quality of sound, and sometimes it varies, we don't know. Some people call us on speaker phones and cards, and it's not so bad.
Yes.
Other people, we wonder if they're on a rocket ship just getting launched. We don't know. And it can make the reading rough, and it's just cool. If you can make it the best, it'll go smooth. You'll enjoy it more. It'll go quicker, and we get more callers in. Now, for you folks that cannot dial up the phone, I'm not ready, Deb. Better stay. For those folks that cannot dial on the phone, we and that's typically international, but we get domestic folks that just can't call in for whatever reason. Sometimes you just can't do it. Whatever it is, what it is. We offer you some windows of opportunity. We'll announce it to Facebook Messenger, audio or video, no texting. And you would do that to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. And you must be friends with ye Deborah Lee to do that audio video thing, okay? And a lot of you folks are regular international folks and already are. Some of you, if you're new and you just rolled in, you can search for Deborah Lee, all the Deborah Lees that pop up. Send friend requests of the two with her pictures and let us know, and she can accept it right here, right now. Oh, it's a song. Right here, right now.
I like it.
All right. I got to catch up on these callers because it is – we have an explosion, Deb.
Yeah.
All right. Facebook, Laura says she loves the blue on you, Debbie.
Well, thank you very much.
Leanne likes your little international shout-out. Right now, I am saving...
You don't have to be so obvious.
Mankind.
You don't. All you had to do while you were talking is very quietly reach over.
Yeah.
And...
As a guy, I would have just rolled with it.
I love symmetry. And I felt like I did not have symmetry with one of my sleeves, not in a bow.
You know, sometimes out of quirk and all of that out of balance can make you see things in a different light.
And thank you again, Laura.
All right. Well, then let's get the show on the road.
Yes, sir.
First caller, because we have a stack. 805, I believe that is. It is in California. 805, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome. Glad to have you with us. Who's on the line with us?
805, are you here? Are you busy? Are you off doing stuff? I called. Everything's good.
Hello?
We'll give her a couple seconds and then we'll...
You can always come back.
We'll always come back. I don't disconnect them. Sometimes maybe they had an emergency poop call or something. No. We are humans, Deb.
We're just a phone call.
We are humans. Yeah, we're a phone call. They could have switched over. All right, let's put her back on mute. Her, him. I shouldn't say her because it is... That's the wrong thing to say because we have a lot of guy callers. We're going to go now to area code 330, which is in Ohio. 330, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ohio.
Hey. Hey, good evening.
No, that's working.
Hello. How are you, and what's your first name?
Leslie from Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Well, I remember you. You've called us before,
yes.
I believe. Yeah, well, boy,
yeah.
You sound like you are just brimming with enthusiasm.
You sound very energetic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how are you?
Yeah.
You're doing well?
Yeah, we're doing good. I'm doing great in my job. I turned in my evaluation in just last week, and I have a pretty good feeling that I'm going to be, my contract's going to be renewed for the 2023-24 academic year here at this small college here in Mississippi. I just want to know, do you see that?
Yeah.
Will they give me another contract for next academic year?
I love it. Good for you and congratulations. But we won't pop the champagne until we see what the cards have to say. So hang tight there, and I'm going to lay out your cards, and Jimbo will speak a word or two.
The first thing I'm going to ask, I was really wrapped up over here. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, because recently I was asked to do an evaluation of my, a self-evaluation of my performance here at my current job. I did that right after Thanksgiving. That was last week. And I emailed it to my supervisor. And I do feel more than likely that I feel ill that I'm going to get my contract due for 2023-24. And I have a pretty good feeling that's going to happen. I just want to see that happening.
You're looking for confirmation. So
what do you teach?
So you are.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that you know she was a teacher.
Teacher?
Yeah. I'm a guy that my main role is an academic advisor and retention specialist, but I also teach adjunct.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm a guy that loves to work with people.
So now you are, you talk about a contract. So you, what do? You have a yearly contract that has to get renewed?
Yes.
Okay, and you send in a self-performance evaluation thing?
Yes.
Is it basically one of those, is it almost like a little bit of a mini resume? I did this, I accomplished this, my goals are this, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, good. A good question. I like it. What do you got, Deb?
I have a question for you. Do you anticipate a raise along with your being continued to be instated there?
Yes, I do anticipate a raise next year.
Yeah. It might not be humongous, you know, but I feel they're going to try and give you what they can. And
yeah.
You have done an awesome job there. Is this like a private college, little private one?
Yes, small private college.
Well, I feel that anybody that works in private education, they have to be there for more than just a paycheck, you know, because often it's not that competitive with the, you know, but no teachers are really paid well, I think. And you've got a lot of heart and spirit in that job, and they know it. So I believe you're going to be celebrating in a not too distant future.
Okay.
So I'm glad that you called to confirm what I think you already know in your heart.
And you said it's, is that contract like the first of the year? I think you said a 2023 thing, right?
Yeah, because I signed a contract in summer 2023, and it doesn't end till the end of the spring, this coming spring semester, like late May or June.
Oh, right, for the end of the term.
I got you. That's true.
Yeah.
The school year, not the calendar year. Okay, roger that. All right.
Well,
you
have a lot of fans. I guess I'll call them fans. You appear and you're reading very well liked. And I think you got a very successful future ahead of you. At some point, you will be leaping off that stepping stone into something that's really going to feel rewarding for you. Not that this one doesn't. But you know what I mean. It's going to have.
You could say more reward.
Yeah, more. That's
yeah.
What I should have said.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes some people feel like they're digging ditches. Some people feel like it's kind of cool, but it could be better.
Well, you've got a like a yellow brick road ahead of you.
Holy yellow road,
so,
Batman.
Yeah, it's good. So I guess you've got a lot to be happy for as this year comes to an end.
Oh, and I didn't tell anybody about this. That is the sound of harps, everybody. I forgot that part of my introduction, and that is the transition from Deborah's reading, and it's over. And I'm going to give you a single angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. And yours is subject, Crystal Clear Intentions, from Archangel Michael. He says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Hey, I like that. That seems like a good tip for the future.
It's a good thing for all of us. 90% of these are good things for all of us. Sometimes they're a little single-eyed for like somebody, but...
So, well, happy holidays to you, my dear. And
thank you for holding for a long time.
And be in touch. We'd love to follow your story.
Definitely. Yeah, you can let us know how that contract thing worked out.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I will. And the higher-ups like me, and I like them.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you're probably just calling for confirmation of what you know.
I really think that's what it was.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing to do.
I think you're very intuitive yourself.
Yeah, it's never good to get like almost like a second opinion on what you feel in your heart.
Yeah, it's good to get that.
All right, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
All right. What a way to start the show.
That is a good one. Every once in a while we get really cool questions. That was a cool one.
Mm-hmm.
Very unique. We haven't had one exactly like that. We're going to try 805 California again. Are you back here with us, 805?
Hello.
Donna, how are you?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Demo. You're my to-go girl because you're always so happy and positive, and you just make my day, so I had to call you again.
Thank you. Boy, I wish you could. You're really in the morning, though, girl.
Not the angel of the morning.
Not the angel of the morning.
You're so delightful. I have an invitation to go to Hawaii. My girlfriend Marlene lives in Waikiki in a little studio, a condo there, and she invited me to come for as long as I want, so I can go for a month or a month and a half, you know, because I'm retired. And my brother, I don't have the money for the ticket, but my brother bought me the ticket, and I'm only eating one meal a day. Yeah, that was so sweet of him. He had frequent flyer miles.
So
because at his work, he charges everything to that credit card until he gets miles, you know.
What a nice brother. Yeah.
Yeah, he's so nice. Yeah. I have four brothers.
Oh, you do? Are you the only girl?
No, I have three sisters and four brothers.
Literally. Yep.
Sounds like mommy and daddy needed a new hobby.
Or maybe they didn't want a new hobby. Real quick, international shout out to Helen and Mike, both from the UK.
Hello to our international audience.
Yeah, international shout out. All right, back to the reading.
Okay, what would be your question, hon?
But you got a cookie.
Well, I wanted to know how it was going to go with Marlene, you know, if we were going to get along and it was going to be a fun trip and if maybe I'll meet someone there because, you know, I'd like to meet a partner.
And I know Mike mentioned it, I think, yesterday, too, that right now the UK is like in a deep freeze. So freaking cold.
No,
and Helen mentioned it. Helen just mentioned it, too. You and Marlene, what's the little small details of this trip? Because I was doing something else.
She lives there, does she?
Yeah, she lives there, yeah.
Where's there?
Hawaii.
In Waikiki. Waikiki on Oahu.
Cool, and I did hear that you got the frequent fire mile thing, so that's
from
a nice advantage. That's a nice advantage.
Yeah, from my brother. Yeah. And then I'm only eating one meal. Doing the keto intermittent fasting, so it's not going to be expensive.
That's very cool. I remember also when I used to travel a lot for work in my younger days. They used to put me in Marriott all the time, and I had like a rewards thing, and I made billions of Marriott reward points.
For yourself?
Yeah. They didn't care. Marriott didn't care. They said, you're staying here. We don't care that the company's paying for it. All right, go ahead, Deb.
I see your trip being really wonderful. In fact, thoughts may dance in your head a little bit that, gee, maybe it would be nice to live here permanently, but bear in mind the cost of living there is ouch.
Oh, It's outrageous.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, they got like that. There's only one little thing. I think you're going to attract a lot of attention. You and Marlene are going to do great together, but there's an essence of jealousy from her because you're going to attract somebody really wonderful that, he's on the verge of retiring. But let me tell you, this guy's got a lot of bucks. He's going to be like a real catch. But I see her, like, wishing she had one, too. And
She's married, but she's been married 30 years, but she doesn't live with him, and it was just an arrangement. They're just friends. But, she'll get his retirement.
Well, there you go, then.
Knowing that, it might be a possibility for this guy to line up a date for her. Or for you to include her. You have a really nice, wonderful relationship between two women. And so often a guy can step in and kind of create a little, envy. and I wouldn't be surprised. This could be a real keeper for you, and in the year to come, very seriously, the two of you might consider making a commitment, not necessarily marriage. People are starting to say it's obsolete, especially the younger folks, but I definitely feel that this could be the start of something big for you, and lots of new people to meet. I think you're going to have a really wonderful time. So I can't wait for you to give us a rundown after you can call us, you're there too. So
I lost my weight and everything, so I'm real happy with that.
On
it for 2 months, the one meal a day with the keto. And so I'm so happy with that because I had to get it off.
Well, and it's not easy. Had our struggles with the pandemic made it hard to continue a diet or staying on a healthy, regimen. It was hard. So, I'm so glad that we got to talk with you. And
me too.
This guy is coming through. I want to share this last thing with you. My late husband was the King of Hearts. And that's what you have coming to you. And those that are characterized as being of a certain suit, and he's a heart. Hearts are, oh my gosh, they're wonderful caregivers. They make excellent partners. They're very compassionate, caring. If anything they do to a fault, it's they're so giving that the wrong, partner could really take advantage of them. But my ex, Daryl, you didn't hear that, did you? No, my late husband, he was a real rough and gruff Navy senior chief. Privately, he collected teddy bears, and he would cry in movies. And, there's just Dr. Hart. So I guess you're one of those, yes. So gosh,
I'm
so
also
good.
Very giving. So with both of us being very giving, it'll be good. It'll be good.
It will. And that would be a perfect give and take. All right, that's your angel card.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was
Stand
wonderful.
Stand by for your card reading real quick.
Don't leave us yet.
Clear audience is your angel card subject. It's from Archangel Zedkiel. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people.
Oh, that's kind
of... that's good. Yeah.
It could be something that you've not heard yet. Yep.
So, have a wonderful time.
Thank you. Right. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to both of you.
Yes, happy holidays. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for holding.
That is great. Two right off the top.
Yeah, it was cool. I'm glad she was first. I'm glad we were able to gear her back in.
How exciting to go somewhere like on an open-ended ticket.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Did she mention that? She talked to us about that before the open-ended ticket? I think so.
Yes.
A while back.
She just wasn't sure.
Right. Messenger portal open right now. Audio, video. Messenger Deborah Lee.
Come on
We'll keep that window open for about 30 seconds, then we got to return to the phone calls.
Someone's coming. Oh, there she is. Our girl.
All right. Oh, Canada.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good day.
We're doing good. It's been very warm here.
Oh.
Yeah, 60s.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Wait.
Nice.
I'll let them know.
All right. So what brings to the party?
I would like to know with my son.
Okay. What's happening? Any updates?
Well, just everything's going downhill for him.
Oh, I feel bad for him. I saw him in your previous reading. And, I don't like when young people internalize all of this anguish and, you know, suffering that they feel. Does he open up to you a little bit?
Yeah, he does.
Well, that's good. The boys, you know, it's funny, not funny, haha, but boy, they sure want their mama when they're troubled, you know. All right, here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look at your cards right now.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That's that kid's boy. You know,
every time he starts getting ahead, it's like a domino effect brings him down everything.
The walls of Jericho tumbling down.
Yeah.
Well, my youngest son, who is now, I think he's 28, he was one that was really off to a bad start ever since high school. In fact, he dropped out, and we have a system here with a Votech, they will pick up these kids and teach them a skill. And so he learned how to become a welder. But he didn't know how to respect authority. And he didn't know how to stop running his mouth, if you know what I mean.
The ADHD?
Yes. He was all, but he...
So is mine.
Well,
I thought he was not. I thought he was different.
Lined up like 3 diagnoses for him. Thing is, he wouldn't stick to the medication. And he was the mom. Maybe your son was like my Zach. He was the darlingest little boy. So caring and sweet. And then something happened during puberty where he became narcissistic. He was, you know, stealing. He was out on the street selling drugs. Thing is, he wasn't a good criminal. And so he told him, you know, you better hang that up because the life of crime just isn't for you. So looking at the cards, the ones that pertain to your son, he seems to be going through these bouts of depression. And it's causing him to lose motivation or like and does he lose jobs or is he a good worker? He loses them.
Nice.
Like he'll be going really good and then he'll like I don't know if it's like doubts himself or something happens and then he ends up not going.
Well, it's like he runs out of gas. And that's when the depression is going to be affecting his daily ability to go out, work, blah, blah, blah. And is he willing to accept any therapy or treatment?
No.
See, that's my son, too. But the good news is it took a long time. My son got on the right track. He finally did. And he's actually been out in San Diego, California for the last 4 months all by himself, working as a contract welder with the Navy. And I'm not going to say it's been a walk in the clouds because there's been times he's called me and he's back in one of his ugly moods. But I found in doing a lot of reading about what was wrong with him is that he wasn't eating right, and he would let himself like starve. It was like he was hurting himself on purpose, and it really destroyed his like mental health. So
yeah.
I moved him in here before he got the job in San Diego, and I started making him 3 squares a day. He got off of the, he was a heavy weed smoker. He got off.
Bad.
And he,
We have problems.
Okay.
Keep talking.
When that happened, it made me kind of lose my...
No, I'm sorry. Yeah.
He never was much of a drinker. He can't hold his alcohol. But his...
No, mine doesn't drink.
Well, they seem almost like two people from the same... From the same pod, if you know what I mean.
I got me. Sorry, we had some issues, major issues on Facebook.
Did it? Okay.
What is Jim doing?
He's troubleshooting. Facebook is acting up.
I may have banned Laura by accident.
Oh no.
We had a scammer come in with some kind of shield around them that wouldn't let me ban them.
And it.
So you should check and see if I accidentally banned you after the reading.
Okay.
I don't know how I can undo it.
Great.
I know. It was a every time. It's crazy. We should get back to reading. It wouldn't let me.
Well, now she's probably concerned.
I don't know
is
what to do,
only,
Deb.
Is she only banned from the show?
I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't. It was really getting crazy. So anyway, go ahead.
I want you to know there's light at the end of the tunnel, Laura. And I'm not just,
okay,
you know, pumping sunshine up your skirt, as they say. I really believe that he is going to process this whole baby thing. See, what I see in your cards is he really liked the idea of a little helpless child being dependent on him. He wanted to be needed. And
yeah.
And she, this woman plays with men. You know, I don't think she would ever be faithful. He doesn't realize the briar patch that he's avoided by not being with her right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do want you to know that things are going to get better. And if you'd ever be open to it, I'd be happy to give him a reading on the show. You know,
okay,
he could make up a name. And what I've said, my kids love, well, they fear my cards. Let's put it that
fear.
Way. Mom always knew when they were up to no good. And
yeah.
And when there were babies getting conceived and they thought I was oblivious, I knew about it in the cards first. Okay.
Right.
So with him, he's going to get better. I don't see anything to indicate that he's going to sink lower, but he is really affected. He feels like a loser. And he
yes.
shouldn't, because I personally see he has many wonderful gifts. Things he doesn't
yes.
even know he's capable of yet.
And he's very psychic.
Ooh, well then maybe he should. Here's the thing I often tell people that have special abilities. A lot of times they don't realize they're going to the university of life with all the troubles going through, you know, their experiences. They're really learning about situations. And if they pick up something like, say, psychic card reading, they're going to really be able to say to somebody, I know how you feel, and be able to mean that.
Yeah.
So I think he's fascinating, and I see a wonderful son here that will become the son you've dreamed of once he gets
okay.
over all of this. And he really should look for something that he enjoys as a career instead of a
yeah.
J-O-B is... It has no satisfaction. There's no fulfillment.
Yep.
So, Laura, we're going to get to your angel card, but just bear in mind, things are going to get better. They are.
Okay. Thank you, hon.
Oh, you're
all right.
Welcome.
This is subject is healthy lifestyle, and this could be for her, her son. Archangel Raphael, eat a healthy diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimum health.
Could be for him.
Good for either one. Both could be. Well, should be yeah. for me too. But you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep him in. You know, we'll keep him in our thoughts.
Yeah.
We'll keep a space
okay.
for him, and you can try to get him to, you know, call into the show. I'd love to
I will.
Yeah, that'd be great. Take care, Laura.
Okay, now I'm going to see if I'm down.
Yeah, you got to let
me
know. You got to let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, this was some kind of scammer, some kind of weird, even like Helen said she couldn't block the person either. This person had something going on. But then I went back in. Did you did all that noisy stuff to go back in? Person left, but that was some weird stuff. So hopefully I didn't block her. It was crazy.
What would make you think that?
Because it looked like I may have saw her comments go to like a block hidden look to it. Because the menu popped up, and I thought I was blocking that person, but then I realized I don't think we need to talk about it for an hour. She'll let me know. I think we need to go to the next caller who's patiently holding. And that caller is, somebody windows open. There we go. The caller is 520 in Arizona. 520, welcome.
Hey,
thank you for holding.
Lord.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello. Planet.
Yeah.
You know what? You'll never guess in a million years. I got a text from my son this morning who, you know, just told me recently, which I was really shocked about a few months ago because we had a disagreement with my parents, his grandparents. They just said I didn't want them to see the grandchildren unsupervised. And so anyway, we were
going back
and forth on it. Yeah. And he said I couldn't see my grandbaby. And I was shocked that he would do that. And so I've just let it go. And he's been every once in a while sending me a text. And I, you know, just respond politely. And so this morning he texts me that they're having a gathering at his house for Christmas, he and his wife. And he told me, you know, listed all her relatives that are coming, and he said, consider this your invite, and I'll give you more information as time goes on. Now, that's nice in that way, but I want you to tell me, please, Deb, what you see in the cards, because there's history here, not with so much family, although they know everything that's going on between me and my son, I'm sure. And, you know, I'm going to go in with a pleasant face and keep it upbeat. But how does the card energy pick up Christmas Day over there?
Now, I just want to be clear. When you first connected with us on the show, you were bringing to the cards a situation involving the mother of, I think it was three grandchildren, two or three. And it was kind of a mess. This isn't that one?
No, it's a different ball game altogether here. This is my son, who is in 3.5 hours away from me. And he and I have butted heads. He's like a couple of years shy of being 40. But he just has had a history with struggles. You know, I think he's sober now, I don't know. But so he can't control anything. So what he can control is not allowing me to see my 2-year-old granddaughter because we were not agreeing on my parents and which are his grandparents. We weren't agreeing on it. And he wanted me to give up my stand on that, and I wouldn't do it. So all I'm asking in the cards is, how did the cards see Christmas for me? I'm going to walk into that invite with a positive attitude, but I'm just wondering if I need
how
to stay only 30 minutes.
No. That's a long way to go.
It is a long way to go for 30 minutes.
How are you and the daughter-in-law? What is the nature of your...
You know, I don't know if she's believing his lies or I don't know what's going on. I think she has just told herself to stay out of it.
The head in the fan.
I believe what he's doing is not – I don't think he's a person of integrity where he's telling the truth on stuff.
I hear you. As a mother of sons myself, I hear you. I know what you're saying.
Integrity seems to be a fading trait nowadays.
I think you're right, Jim.
People of quality, they seem to be diminishing. They're probably not diminishing. They're just getting overwhelmed by the people that are jackwads coming out there, so you don't notice them as much.
Well, I want you to remember.
I think what he's doing is, you know, I consider myself a wonderful mom. I was a single mom, and I did everything for my kids. I was devoted to them. I worked. I went to school. I kept a roof over our head, and it was tough. Sometimes it was really, really, really tough. I mean, we were momentarily living without utilities until I could figure out what to do. And so, anywho, he is trying to explain himself to others about why he went into, like drug use and stuff like that. And he can't use, you know, because he'll blame me today. He'll say, well, I fight with my wife in such a way that it's horrible and it's all your fault. And he'll say, well, go to therapist and get it fixed. Don't blame me. You know, that kind of thing. He's not accountable.
Yeah, they don't realize we did the best we could.
It's always everybody else's fault.
Especially when we are single parents. You know, we have to play both roles.
Yeah, it's
a lot
not
of
my
the
fault.
Time.
It's always somebody else's fault.
So what I'm seeing here is, You need to go into this event with your own boundaries in place, okay? The daughter-in-law is actually closer to becoming a dear friend to you than you could possibly imagine.
Mm.
And she is, in her heart, very sorry that things have been like this. Now, she's acted a different way because of your son being within earshot or, you know, being right there, that, well, she's got to hang with him, you know. She's got to go with the flow of what he wants. And you said he never could control anything, but I think he's controlling his little family unit very well as far as control. And he controlled you by not letting you see your granddaughter. But what I really want to
shock.
Yes. Okay, he's got you in the crosshairs. You are the one in his mind that's responsible for everything. Why he didn't have in the house father. Well, think of all the things that happened when you're raising kids by yourself. You are the whipping boy in this scenario. But he's going to be 40, and he's going to start getting over that. And
whoa,
what?
Going to be 40?
Yeah, isn't he going to be 40?
Yeah, in a couple of years.
And now he's just, wow, that should have been good. Well, anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Well, my
a little late in life here to get over these things, but go ahead.
My middle son is 40, and you know what's going on with him and that little family unit.
Well, that's. Whatever, that's a different ballgame. Go ahead.
Well, anyways.
Well, you know, when they use drugs, when they use substance abuse, that retards their emotional growth.
You sound like Dr. Phil right now.
Oh.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I worked in social service. You know, I took a lot of workshops. I'm not a therapist. I'm not licensed. But, you know, and he also knows the system, too. He knows it very well because he spent a lot of time in treatment centers and so forth and so on.
But as far as the Christmas event, I think it's going to be really nice as long as nobody ventures down that road to the past. Okay.
No.
Yes.
I'm not going to go there.
No. And I'm hoping from what I see here that he isn't going to either. I don't feel you're being ambushed in any kind of way. I think they want to try and make amends. Okay. That little girl needs her. She needs a grandma. You know, so I give them credit for him reaching out and doing this as another chance. And besides, it's going to going to give you a chance to see how things are really stacking up.
You don't
them.
Know until you go there. You don't know.
Yeah.
If you don't, you wonder forever.
So I can't wait till you come back and you fill us in. I know I sound so nosy, but I really want to
No,
see.
No.
Wait a second.
What?
And you know what, Deb, you are my hero because you were in the military. I just think that's phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I didn't do anything great except train, show up. But Jim did a lot more. He was in the wars.
Yeah, but you're a woman. You're a woman, and you did it. So.
Well, and I'll tell you what.
You
yeah, I'm just a guy with a penis. No big deal.
It's different. But
we had that conversation yesterday.
Yeah. God, that seems like a long time ago. But anyway, yes, indeed.
Yes, well, thank you very much. I was one of the first three cycles of women going into the active duty army that were trained like men, which I didn't know before I got there.
That was a long time ago. Now they all are.
Yeah, now they all are.
That was a test phase.
It was. We even had to learn. We had to learn how to pee in urinals. And it's a trick, let me tell you.
I see. Let's do it. Make clubs a lot. All right. Clairsentience.
All right.
Archangel Raguel, notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. That just came up twice when I was pulling cards.
Well, that's good.
I'll read it again because I read it too fast. Archangel Raguel, notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. So you got that came. This card popped out twice, so it was meant for me to read. I don't know what the hell it means related to you, but you have to think how it.
I think it's great.
It might mean what you were talking about. It might mean something else going on in your life.
Make
we do not know.
Card. Yeah, I love the card.
Yeah, and let this be a holiday of love. If he makes a snarky comment, let it roll off the back like water off a duck's back, you know.
I've never actually seen water roll off a duck's back, but I get the picture.
Yeah. That's true. Aww. That's my plan. That's my plan of action.
Hopefully he's not using
just to be involved
with
the baby, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for you. I'm so happy he reached out. That boy loves you.
It's a start.
Of course. Oh, boy, we're half night. I love this.
All right, well, thank you so much for holding. You held for a long time.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Hero worships his dad, who was never there. So go figure.
Yeah.
Some guys just, because it's the only male person that, like, has their blood, and they just say, oh, my dad, you know.
Well, just remember in the raising of this little girl that they've got, a lot is going to come home to roost for them on how much of a struggle you faced. He'll see that. And he'll start to realize how much he doesn't have that hero worship anymore or his absent father. All right. Well, thank you, honey. He's pushing me forward.
I am doing that because thank you so much for calling and holding. We always enjoy your call.
Always.
And the subjects change. I love it, too.
Yeah.
It's never like the same thing. We don't mind the same thing, but it catch us off surprise.
Very refreshing.
It is cool. And once again, don't freak out, people on hold. We're going to get to you. We're just going to open up Facebook Messenger right now. Audio, video, right now, 30-second window. Do it. Dun, 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 dun. I always type it in first because that's instant. And there is literally a 20-30-second delay by the time we speak. By the time you see it on here.
There's Helen.
And we got Helen. Right, I'll shut everybody
up. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Hello.
Good job staying up late.
Yes.
I know. The last few times I've fallen asleep. I'm trying to stay awake.
I do that a lot.
You've been chatting away and I've been like nodding off.
Well, we don't mind if our show is like ambient.
Hey, if it puts you to sleep, it's awesome.
Yeah.
England's really cold at the moment.
That's what she and Mike were saying that.
Yes, and I was reading that you all have your fuel for heating is very expensive. And
yeah, it's
some people are turning their furnace off and they're just wearing, you know, coats. And
you just wrap up in a thousand
layers.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. I've got two hot water bottles at the minute, and I've still got my jumper on. But I've just come back from, you know, my son, he's a dancer and everything.
Yes.
And
yep.
He's doing ever so well, and his girlfriend, Ella, she's a dancer too.
Cool.
And I've just come back from a big production. They just done a Christmas production of The Christmas Carol by Scrooge.
Oh, my.
With Scrooge, you know that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, we know that well.
They both have fairly lead roles. My son had a really sort of quite a lead role. It was amazing. It's incredible. And, I was just so proud. Such a proud moment. I took my neighbour with me, and she thoroughly enjoyed it as well. And I just wondered whether you'd be able to give me a little something on them two.
Oh, their relationship?
Does it seem like they're going to head down the aisle to marriage?
Oh, just the thought. They are absolutely incredible, them two. I just think together. And they've been together about probably 2 years next year,
is a decent amount of time.
They're absolutely just wonderful. And Sam had always said he wanted to meet a dancer because they would understand if one or other had to
birds
go off and do things, you know, and do with that work. And they both teach as well. They're both at uni. They've gone back to uni doing a degree again, but they're like at the top end of everything. They're so high up.
And the, you know,
I just wondered.
Okay. Yep. I'm doing it. And the thing is, the world of dance is like a world unto itself. So you have to have a partner that's going to understand.
Right. And they also are not just doing that. They're doing their education, too, together.
Oh, yeah.
Not together, but they're both they're both furthering their education, which is also wise.
This is interesting. They discuss making it, formal, official.
Like,
but they worry it will change the nature of their relationship.
That's what people are
They're afraid that if they, you know, do the I do's, they will lose the magic that they share.
A lot of people
are
afraid of it.
They're a special little couple, I'll tell you. They're just so lovely. And Ella's family, they are a beautiful family.
That's
so kind.
Great.
Well,
and
they love me as well. And they, you know, I go to their home and they always, you know, ask them for tea and you know, they've invited me for Christmas Eve and things, you know. It's just lovely, it is. Because my son lives with Ella's family at the moment.
Yeah.
It's easier. Yeah. But it's been like that for a while.
Do they have children yet? Children?
Sam and Ella? Not yet.
Oh, there's no reason to laugh. You don't have to be married to have kids.
Where they're going to become parents.
Oh. Well, they had talked and said that they both had agreed they didn't want children until she was about a bit later, about 27, I think. Somebody told me it's about 27 you can have a baby.
That's nice to
there's
have
a
that.
Wonderful old Yiddish proverb that says,
that's why I'm laughing.
Man plans and God laughs.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
So,
don't want that happening too soon.
No, it's not too soon, but it's what will motivate them to want to make it official.
That could be the thing.
Be a family.
That's true. That could be the thing. You're right. That's right.
So he is so fortunate to have met such a compatible, loving young lady. She's here, you know, in her work. What they're going to university, right?
Because, you know, Sam has already done his time with, like, he wasn't actually at uni, but he was at one of the top academies, and he done really, really well. But, of course, then we went into COVID, and things got shut down, and then his academy got closed down, and he was in his final year.
Oh, no.
Of course, his final year was marred by COVID, and then they couldn't go to the West End because everything had shut down. He didn't get an agent to get his first job. He didn't get his show well done. There was lots of things that they didn't get and they didn't offer afterwards when we come out of it, which he should have got. So hence, that's why he's gone to university.
I see.
To get all these things. But he's
not started off in the first year. They put him straight to the top of the third year, the final year, because he's so good.
Right.
And Ella.
Well, Ella is going to do extremely well in the future.
Yeah.
She is a very smart, really intelligent lady.
She really is smart.
Yes.
They are so good together because she helps Sam, and they both help each other in different ways, but on the smart side of things, she is a very clever girl.
Well, it looks very good for them. I think you're going to have a wonderful Christmas Eve. With both
they
of
said
them.
Lots of fun. They said, because I can see their family doing fun and laughter. And they said they have more of a day of, like, they have lots of nibbly bits of food, buffet food. And then they have,
it's
they
so
play lots
fun.
Of
fun. Yeah.
And I just think, no fun. Just play games, let's be daft and have some luck.
You did a wonderful job raising him. I see that he's going to make a marvelous husband and just an awesome father.
He loves children, absolutely. Mm-hmm. He is so good. He's got a little half-brother, and he absolutely adored him. And the little half-brother follows him around, you know. He's just,
cool.
Oh, by the way, there's a new man coming into your life.
Oh, is there? Because Gavin's been back on the scene.
Are you with him? Are you? All right. And maybe it's a good idea to really put a big period when the time comes at the end of that sentence with him. But there is
somebody I'm messaging as well.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that works out for the new year. All right, Jim.
The subject of your angel card reading is All Is Well.
Mm.
Archangel Jeremiah, everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
That's wonderful.
So everything that's in motion is supposed to do that.
I'll speak again another day. I'd like to know a bit more about my home.
All right.
See things progressing, but I'll speak to you another day.
All
thanks
right.
very much.
Well, we're guaranteed
Friday,
we're for sure.
We will
Friday.
Be here Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturdays are for sure.
Yes.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for staying up late with us. Late night.
Late night
with Helen.
The dialect or the accent of those from England, it gives me chills. It's so beautiful. And we just sound like a bunch of hicks over here.
Really? Have you ever watched Benny Hill?
Why is he?
Some of the accents, like in any country, aren't that beautiful. Yeah, there's certain parts of England people know.
No, my mother wouldn't let us watch him. She didn't like him.
Nobody let you just watch it. But anyway, yeah, I'm just saying, it's not everybody's accents in every country are great.
It sounds so classic and just...
That one does.
Oh, yeah.
But there are other accents that don't sound so classic like in our country. Like Billy Bob Jethro from West Virginia. Cousin, sister, I don't know the difference. You know, those type of people. Yep.
What'd you call him?
Billy Bob Jethro. Nobody has one first name in those little hick towns. It's at least two. It could be three because they might have two Billy Bobs.
We got
Billy Bob Joe and Billy Bob Jethro. You got to have a fourth name before you even get to the last name. All right.
And if any of you have ever wondered, yes, there is animosity between the Commonwealth of Virginia and West Virginia.
Well, it's not really animosity, but it's just they make fun of each other.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to go to war and stab each other to death. It's just like, you suck, that type of thing. But we're all in the U.S. of A, but, you know, it comes down to it, we unite.
Jeez. When again?
Oh, Lord, I will. You know what? I have a solution for that. I have a pocket knife. All right. We got to get back to the callers. They've been holding faithfully, and we shall start with area code 614, which is, I believe, in the state of Ohio. 614, are you still holding?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
And
awesome.
And this is... Who is this? I'm sorry.
Ohio.
Oh, yes. We know you.
Oh, absolutely.
How are you? How's your work going?
I'm doing well. My work is going good.
Great. Terrific. And what brings you to the show?
I would like to know what is coming up for me in love. New, hopefully. Not the old stuff, but new stuff.
Oh, somebody new?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times it comes down to one simple little action. People have to, and I would say this is mentally, emotionally, probably spiritually. A lot of times all we have to do is turn away from the past. I don't know if anybody out there can relate to this, but often we find ourselves literally living in the past. So a lot about the future just sort of drifts right on by. So with you asking that, words have powerful energy, and you're looking for the new. The old is behind you, and that's where you're going to leave it. So here I'm going to look at this, and Jim is going to chat.
Am I?
Yeah.
I have absolutely heard 0% of the conversation, so I'm sorry. I was dealing with my Facebook Live, folks. So what's our question? What are we looking at, Deb?
She wants new love.
Oh, the first and the basic thing that made you famous on the internet back when there was, you don't even know what the internet was, love.
Yes, most powerful.
We didn't even really know back when we were getting computers and we had AOL or Prodigy, and we didn't even know that that was like this internet thing. But that's why you were the sex.
Yeah, but you all thought it was a sex thing.
Well, I mean, they're kind of go hand in hand typically. You know, when you love, when you're looking for love from the opposite sex, the second part of that opposite sex word is sex.
Of what?
When you said you're the sex thing, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, you know, when you're looking for love, you're also, the brown chicka brown cow comes with it.
Oh, I don't think that they're the same at all. But
I didn't say they're the same. I say it comes with it. It's part of the package.
That's a conversation we are going to have to have.
Well, I would love to have that, some bitch. But go ahead. Talking like a southerner in the United States. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay. Yes. You have new love coming, and you're going to recognize it when you see it. Right now, I'm perceiving that your future partner is going through, like, for lack of a better word, he's going through a shitstorm of trouble with, I believe it's family members, coworkers. I mean, he's going to build his life from the bottom up, okay? And he's coming through as a diamond, which means people that are characterized as diamonds, these are like the Leo of the zodiac. They have tons of charisma. They light up a room. They know how to handle money. They know how to take an idea and how to make the rubber hit the road for it to be profitable. What I also see is that it could very likely be a breakup. And I'm not seeing anything legal around it, but I think he's trying to extricate himself from a relationship that has been over for quite some time.
Mm.
So that is coming, but I don't think it's going to be, and I could be wrong, and I wouldn't mind being wrong.
Well, and you're taking the first shot at this.
Yeah,
too.
I think
right.
It's around February.
And this would be something good to keep looking at.
Yeah.
Since it's something new coming.
Also, I have a question for you. How do you feel about having children, or do you have some?
Wait a second.
I don't have any, and I don't feel financially stable enough to have children.
Well, that's right now, right?
What'd you say?
I say for the future, I see two, and they're very likely twins, a boy and a girl. And if you decide or choose that, I mean, right now, we're looking into the future. So it may seem totally crazy to you.
Yeah.
But I think that your children are coming through this new partner.
It would make sense, right?
Yes.
It would make sense.
Very much so.
You know, if you put a new garden, you got to have new seeds.
Hang on into 2023 under Sure to Come True, and everybody knows how much I love this designation.
Well, who wouldn't love that?
God,
even
I
if it's
know.
Bad, at least you know it's going to happen. You can plan for it.
You've got serendipity and more income coming your way. Yeah.
What's the...
I do.
Yeah, yes. You do. Oh, yeah.
Were you going to ask about serendipity?
No, no, yeah, I was.
More money.
More money.
Yes.
Well, show me the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right, real quick. We have other callers. Thank you. And you should call back more often on this. Cause
oh, yeah.
Sounds like you got something brewing there.
Oh, you do.
All right. Your angel card reading subject is gentleness. Archangel Sandalphon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Lovely.
So probably if you're kind of looking for love and stuff, make sure you surround yourself with the right people. Right people, not the wrong people.
And the thing is, you don't have to be looking for it. When the time is right and everything is, you know, like all the planets are in place, it will find you.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that D word, and that's the desperation thing. If you're a little bit too desperate.
I don't think she is, though.
I don't think. But in general, people maybe don't even mean to be desperate, and then they make bad choices.
I hear you. Yeah.
Word up on that, dog.
No, I think she's going to find
you. Thank you, guys.
Her true soulmate.
Yeah, and you got it. Now that you got something on the horizon, you should keep calling.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you more.
Check it on that.
All right. Take care.
We'll do.
Happy holidays.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for holding forever.
Yeah, this is a long time.
A long, long time ago.
What song is that?
That's the American Pie song.
It is?
That's how it starts out. A long, long time ago. I remember. Well, that's one of the songs. I remember when the music used to play.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we don't want to start singing now for karaoke because that's a long-ass song.
I would sober up.
They sang it at bars all the time. Forever. Speaking of forever, 252.
Has
been on hold forever. We know who that is. In North Carolina, welcome.
Oh, yes. Hello.
It's Jessica, yes?
Jessica?
Yeah. I figure I might be the last one to get answered.
Well, we extended the show a wee bit since we took some international callers on Messenger.
But you're close.
You are very close to the finish line, my dear.
So, tell us what brings you.
Yeah, bring it on. Yeah, what's cooking?
The question that I have is related to a woman that I work with. And I was wanting to know how should she feel about me? Because I guess sometimes I feel like she may like me, you know, et cetera. And then I just want to know what the cards are going to say. Her name is Brenda.
Okay. Are you saying you get a strange feeling from her like she doesn't like you?
No, she does like me.
Okay.
And this is somebody you work with because I was busy, right?
Yes.
And now when you say, is it somebody that you have just started working with so you don't really know each other?
No. We've been working with each other about maybe 4 years already.
But every time
I go by her, I get this, you know, strange feeling that there's more, she wants maybe more than friends.
Oh, I got you. That's a very good question, especially at workplaces. That happens a lot. There's a lot of interactions where you've interacted with somebody, but all of a sudden there's like a different vibe out of the blue, and you just don't know.
And you might be a chick magnet.
Yeah, or just all of a sudden, like she said, something, I don't know if it's happened on your end or her end, something may have happened to trigger something. So that's a really cool question.
Oh, I'm glad we get to look at that.
It's a very good question. And actually it happens a lot at workplaces, but nobody really talks about it.
This is happening in a place I am attended, and this is she's place Leonard. Let's say that. That's how we work together. I'm like her attendant, and we work with. That's how I consider it working because I'm making a partnering with her to stay here.
Oh,
so
kind of like your office wife. No,
she works in the office. I'm not in the office with her right now. But I'm thinking a long term, I may be working with her in that office because somebody needs to work over there with her. Someone needs to get her back on the ball of helping us all out here. And she's not really doing a good job right now. So.
Interesting. Okay. All right. And you got some vibes that, and, you know, Jessica's very intuitive, so she's probably getting a confirmation.
I kind of felt like okay, I kind of felt like there's maybe she may have some romantic feelings for me. I get that feeling sometimes. And sometimes if I open my door and she sees me, she stops and stares. And I'm like, I was telling my buddy the other day when he was with me, so just watch, just watch. If I'm sitting right here, she'll stop and stare.
Yeah, she's very intrigued by you. She's got a big crush on you.
You know, you cannot control attraction.
No.
Nobody on this planet controls attraction
and
at all.
Nobody. She may present herself differently, but this is a woman that has very fluid sexual boundaries. I mean, if you ever sat down and had a drink with her or something like that, she's going to...
She's kind of all over the place a little bit.
She likes a little bit of everything. And
they never know where she's going to go.
She's kind of looking at you. Now, please don't be offended.
No.
Remember, we're looking at her thoughts towards you.
Yes, not your thoughts.
Yeah.
She's looking.
Yeah.
She'd love to have a threesome with you. And there's a man here.
Somebody that you may not even like. We don't even know.
Well, I don't
right?
think you even know him.
Well, obviously, yeah. But it might be like, ugh. You know?
But she, yeah.
You wait.
She goes this way, that way, both ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of people do, but sometimes...
That's what I felt like.
The problem with that facial thing is if you don't know the other person, that could be...
Her husband or...
Yeah, but we have...
Some people just agree to it without meeting the person. That's,
we have
that's scary.
A young lady that often calls in that she partook in...
One time.
Partaken.
Yeah. She had to do with the threesome thing of...
And it was with the man's baby mama.
Yeah, boy, that was some bad choices. But you know what? We're young and dumb.
And everything kind of blew up after that.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So I think, though, that if you decide in private on your own, if you would entertain something like that, but she has nothing but the best regard. She holds you in very high personal esteem. Okay.
But if she's, let's look at this doll from the other point. If she's looking at it from what you see is like introducing into multiple partners, she's not looking at it for like a long-term relationship thing. She's looking for a playground thing, right?
But she's looking for a sexual partner.
A playground.
That would be able to do this kind of like.
Somebody that could be a teammate.
Yeah.
And do this more and more. Not like somebody that she really wants to shack up with or live with. It's just. Hey, you're a teammate. We can do threesomes every so often. Yay.
So, anyway, you're
right.
You got
to be okay with that. It's up to you.
You nailed it, Jessica.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's up to you to decide what you want to do.
And I don't see you having to say anything to, like, be like, whoa, down, girl.
And nobody can make that decision except you.
So...
I just had that question. I mean, I didn't get threesome with her. I knew, I figured she like men and women, sort of. Like, I didn't get that vibration from even from day one.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows. I don't think she knows. I know. I don't think she knows. I caught on to that. But
I bet a lot of people like that don't know when people are intuitive that they're catching on to these things.
I thought she may be seeing another attendant. So as of right now,
well,
but I don't know. They're working out. I don't think they're working out any.
I only focused on the two of you. You're reading.
Yep.
But yeah, this lady likes to party.
What did Mama say?
I figured she liked the party. I get that. I got that feeling with her from when I first met her. She likes to party. She likes to go out. Likes to enjoy herself. Kind of deal, too.
Well, you know, some people have that.
To me, is me or ever get close, I really stay on the business side of it, not be any more than that.
I think you're right.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah.
If you open that door, you can't shut it.
They say don't mix business with...
No, if you open that door, you can never shut that door.
Don't dip
in the cup. Because I think the guy you are picking up on, I don't know if she's still married.
Oh.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of risk here.
Yeah.
You know, they always say in life, you have to like... It's almost like, you know, they show the blind chick with the balances. You have to have risk on one hand and reward on the other. And you have to say, is the risk, is the reward worth the risk? You know, there's a certain point. You have to make that call.
But from your point of view, what's your name? So I kind of narrowed on she does like me.
Yeah.
She just, but she hasn't fulfilled to tell me yet.
I don't think she feels it's appropriate.
Probably because of all the other things that are attached to that liking.
Yeah, once that cat's out of the bag,
the lifestyle
so
thing,
to speak.
Yeah, that's probably her problem.
And she doesn't want to make you uncomfortable.
You don't just say, hey, I like you a lot, and here's what I like to do. She's probably worried about that thing.
That's probably why. She probably knows why I drove away then, doesn't she?
Hold up on that dog.
I literally jump away. It's nothing personal. It's not a personal thing. I just, you know, that type of energy makes me bounce.
I mean, Jessica's in the same, she's very intuitive and does all this stuff, so.
Oh, yes,
the fact
right.
that she called in and brought all this up, she knows a lot of these answers already, she's just looking for backup.
Yeah, I'm just looking for, to compromise what I had already, I can see.
I think you already had the intuition.
And, you know, before.
But you called for your reading as a confirmation.
Yes. And, you know,
before I
go to the angel card reading, that is what wise people do in the world, military, politics, and people that are CEOs of big companies. You bring people in that you want to confirm if you believe them, but they won't be afraid to tell you if you're wrong. So it is wise to do so,
see,
to get a second opinion.
And
basically,
see, one thing about her, I kind of know kind of woman she is, and sometimes she likes to be Mrs. Right, but sometimes she's Mrs. Wrong, and I can't correct her because I'm scared that if I correct her, she can kick me out of here. And so I was like, you know what, I just do whatever she says. Don't correct her. Just let her be. Let her be in her own little world.
Yeah, you got employment. You can't around with your employment and your job, you know. Sometimes.
Well, now you know.
So that's why I didn't. Maybe that explains why she didn't kick me out a little while back. That maybe explains why she was protecting me for some reason.
Ah.
Because maybe she had for you.
Yeah.
Maybe she had a plan for me. Maybe she does. Maybe she's got a plan. Maybe the plan is maybe me and her will work together.
You know what? You can just play it day by day.
Yeah.
We'll just see how it goes. Yep. And now that's
what
you
I do. I play. How many see us at 2 days a week for the most part?
But now you have this extra information in your back pocket. You can use that for your dad.
Because every time I come, as soon as I walk by the office, if I'm checking that mailbox, she literally, you can tell she drops something and it looks right straight at me. Like, you know. And well, it's kind of funny, you know. And I've always been attracted to the black community. I don't know why I have. See, I have a child, you know, my child, blah, blah, blah. So, I've always been attracted to that.
What? I'm sorry, we missed it. You're attracted
I've always been attracted to the black community in my area.
The black community.
Because there's more that in my, where I'm at right now and where I used to live at. So, I'm used to that.
Sure. Yeah.
They're very exotic.
And you are who you were brought up and raised, of what community you're brought up with. That's what you're used to. Yep. Makes sense.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of people, when I was growing up, they always wondered how come I didn't blend in with the whites and the Hispanics. I just didn't blend in with them very well. I was raised around the Indian that was,
half
black.
Yep.
She was half black. So. And then my daughter kind of looks like her. My little girl looks like the woman that you raised me when I was a kid. My little girl looks like her. But she's a little bit darker than she was, but that's okay. I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic.
No, you're fine. You're taking us to the finish line.
Yes.
And you're last but not least. It's always cool to be first or last. It's kind of fun. Always.
It is. It's interesting. I know every time you read me, I know it's probably really interesting when I come down with, usually.
Thank you.
So, we love the cool, colorful, awesome.
So I've always wondered. I was just wondering if she would, if it was true that she would work with me in the long run, but that could be very possible. right?
And now you know there's a couple other things going on. All right, real quick before we start heading to the end of the show, the subject of your angel card reading is you are safe. And this is the guy that knows that, Archangel Michael. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and your home.
Love it. Can't get better than that.
So basically,
that makes sense.
Whatever's going on here, it's all going to be fine one way or the other.
It's all good.
Yep.
All right, well.
However this plays out, you're going to be good to go.
All right.
Yeah. Hope I'm praying that in the long run, maybe I work with her so I can get something like she's got as my employment, maybe.
Okay. You know, so call us
that's,
again.
That's
Jeff.
My goal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Keep on. She's been
okay.
Blog Talk
yeah.
and Facebook Live. We like it. All right.
Take care.
And everybody else on the hold, we are sorry. It was a big show, a really big show. And we must now.
This show is over.
Hi, everybody. We will talk with you tomorrow.
Work on, blog stalkers.
7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yep, less than 24 hours.